Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 7, Episode 26 of this Daily Study Podcast. Although I just realised it is not 26, it's 27 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46 to 48, in the week of May the 12th to May the 18th. Today, we're going to conclude studying section 46. Now, we've kind of reached the point where it's going to list all these gifts of the Spirit that are available to mankind. And this is not an exhaustive list. We know this because in the Come Follow Me manual, it says this. Quote, can you think of examples you've seen of people using these or other spiritual gifts? How did they benefit the children of God? You might also see if you can identify examples of different spiritual gifts in scriptures like these. And then it goes on to list a whole load of scriptures. Now, we do not have time to kind of go in depth with every spiritual gift that is listed, both in section 46 and in these other scriptures that we've got. But suffice it to say that anything that is where an individual has been blessed with a gift or a talent, because we discussed this yesterday as a family, and one of our family asked what's the difference between a gift and a talent, and it's a good question. I'm not sure there's too much difference, because you know there is a blessing of a gift of the Spirit for everyone, no matter what. You know, we are all able to be given gifts of the Spirit. Obviously, we can develop, ask for, and grow certain gifts, and that's why, you know, it's important to be aware of these gifts and seek to develop them, because we can receive more of them, which will then in turn bless more of God's children. But I think that, you know, looking at these gifts and being able to understand, I mean, a great example, I'm going to pick out one of them from these other scriptures, is Mormon chapter 1. In verses 1 to 5, we have a description of Mormon from Ammaron, who originally has the records before he passes them on to Mormon. And it says in verse 2, and about the time that Ammaron hid up the records unto the Lord, he came unto me, I being about 10 years of age, and I began to be learned somewhat after the manner of my people. And Ammaron said unto me, I perceive that thou art a sober child, and art quick to observe. Now, I think that in this verse we have another example of maybe two spiritual gifts, the gift of being able to be sober and the gift of being quick to observe. Those aren't listed in Doctrine and Covenants section 46, but I think both of those are gifts which can be a blessing to other people around Mormon. And so it's just another example of how, yeah, there are other gifts which we can study and learn about in the scriptures. But of course, it's useful to have this gift, this list of gifts to refer to here. So going back to section 46, yeah, we do have things such as to know by the Holy Ghost that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, to others to believe on their word, differences of administration, diversities of operation, wisdom, knowledge, faith to be healed, to heal, miracles, prophecy, discerning, gift of discerning, speaking with tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Those are the ones that are listed here anyway. And in verse 26, we read about, the importance of these gifts and what they are for. And all these gifts come from God for the benefits of the children of God. I think it's a good reminder again that we need to have these gifts to bless others, and we can develop them and exercise them. Again, the Come Follow Me manual refers to it as perhaps like exercising a muscle. If you don't exercise it, then the strength of it may start to diminish it. And I think that recognizing that these gifts come from God as well, I think there needs to be an element of humility. It says in verse 32, and you must give thanks unto God in the Spirit for whatsoever blessing ye are blessed with. President Russell M. Nelson said, quote, how should these truths influence our personal behaviour? We should gratefully acknowledge God as our Creator. Otherwise, we would be as guilty as goldfish swimming in a bowl, oblivious to the goodness of their provider. You must give thanks unto God, said the Lord. Close quote.
I think that it's a good reminder to thank God and recognize the blessing that he has given us to be able to have these gifts and develop them and to become more like him, so that we can then see where those blessings come from. Thank you so much for joining with us today, and until we meet again,